Hi, I'm Astrid Schwein, the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I am London, and I am 7 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer last week's Quizlet after the music. This week, we're going to have some fun with musical playtime and go to recess with the French composer Georges Bizet, born in Paris in 1838. He lived in Paris most of his life. He came from a musical family. His dad gave singing lessons, his mom taught him to read music, and his aunt and uncle were music teachers, too. When Bizet was 9 years old, his dad noticed how big his talent was, and he enrolled him at the Conservatoire, which is the big music school in Paris, and Bizet studied there for the next 9 years. He was, in case you were wondering, a very good student. Now this week, as I said, we're going to recess. We're listening to some pieces that Bizet wrote specifically about things that kids do for fun, jeux d'enfants, which means children's games. He originally wrote these pieces as little duets for the piano, so in a way, just playing this music is kind of a game for the performers. And that works out great, because all week we'll be hearing sisters Katia and Maria Lebec play our music. Today's selection is L'Escarpolette, which translates to the swing. It's pretty neat the way Bizet turns the piano into playground equipment. You know what it's like to swing, right? Especially if you get a good push, you shift your weight back and forth to make the swing go. Well, the music does exactly that. So let's go hit the swings with Georges Bizet's L'Escarpolette and Katia and Maria Lebec. Some familiar performers to Kids Commute, sisters Katia and Maria Lebec, played piano together, performing L'Escarpolette, the swing from Jeux d'enfants, children's games by Georges Bizet. Maybe that'll go through your head today if you're out on the playground on the swing set. Now, if you don't remember the Lebec sisters, time machine yourself back to Kids Commute episode 315, which kicked off Sibling Week just a few weeks ago. Or if your time machine's broken, just go to kidscommute.org, where you can hear all of our episodes ever. Now, let's answer last week's spooky Quizlet. The question was, the devil is known for playing an instrument. Which one is it? The answer was the violin or the fiddle. We accepted either. Congratulations if you got that right. Your Kids Commute prize pack is on its way. And don't be stressed if you didn't get it this time. We will ask you our new Quizlet question on Friday. Well, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.